High Street held. Can anything be done to save the High Street?
With about 14 shops shutting down every day, and vacancy rates in some towns in the north approaching 30%, Britain's high streets are starting to resemble ghost towns. Can anything be done to save the high street?
20 years ago, the high street was the heart of most towns and cities, and there was often a variety of shops. Bakers, butchers, greengrocers, toy shops, clothes shops, newsagents. The list was endless. But that's all changed. Nowadays, chains of mobile phone shops, chemists, and coffee shops dominate most streets, with very few independent shops. And since 2008, the number of betting shops, pawnbrokers, and loan firms has gone up by 25%.
So, why are high streets in such a desperate situation? It's fairly easy to understand. For a start, many people are spending less because of the economic recession. On top of that, more and more people are using the internet to do their shopping. Finally, there are the out-of-town retail parks, with free car parking that sell just about everything, from food and clothes to flat-screen TVs and DVDs at very reasonable prices.
It isn't easy being a shopkeeper either. Rents are high and payable quarterly, in advance. And these rents are subject to what are known as upward-only rent reviews, meaning that they are increased every few years, no matter how well or badly the shop has been doing.
So, what can be done? The Prime Minister, David Cameron, has hired Mary Portas, a British businesswoman and star of TV show Mary, Queen of Shops, to bring some life back into Britain's high streets. I believe that our high streets can be lively, dynamic, exciting, and social places that give a sense of belonging to a community, she explained. She's talked about creating magnets to attract people back to the centre, including things such as creches and street markets.
But she isn't the only one trying to solve the problem. In one town, small business owners organised a cash mob where people were persuaded to wear red and to spend £10 in the town centre, and then to say what they'd spent the money on. In another town, a bicycle rickshaw service is delivering people's shopping to their homes.
Members of the public have also been giving their opinions on online forums. My ideal shopping centre is one where there's a wide selection of attractive-looking shops, cheap parking, good public transport links and cycle lanes, plus plenty of seating areas and a bustling market, said one 28-year-old. I'd like to see night shopping evenings where shops are open through to 10 p.m. or later. There should be a market selling local produce, craft work and homegrown vegetables and fruit, plus lots of entertainment, with local music, street entertainers and theatre groups. There also needs to be nice restaurants and fun places to meet up with friends, said another commentator.
What do you think can be done?